Now, thank you. Thank you, Matthew, for all those prayer requests. Those that are watching online know that we are truly praying for God's healing, God's restoration, God's comfort and peace in each one of your situations. Amen. Those that are watching today, if you have anything that you need prayer for today, put it in our comments. We'll reach out to you. Amen. That's the least that we're here for as a church, right? To pray for people.
Amen.
Amen. To be a sort of a hospital for the world that's hurting. Amen. So that's one of the things that we can count a privilege to do when somebody comes to us and asks us for prayer. Amen. Hey, y'all, the last week's message, y'all remember what it was titled? Anybody? I'm going to give you a quick one. Time's up. Time is up. Y'all remember that? What are you going to do when your time's up? Today's message kind of goes a little bit in with that. But kind of not. But the title of today's message is this. You don't win by trying. You don't win by trying. If y'all watched football yesterday, y'all will know that my beloved Buckeyes of the, not just any university, but the Ohio State University lost to a team that initials are TTUN. Because around Ohio State, you just don't say that word to the other school. It's that team up north.
Michigan.
So TTUN. But we got a little personal stuff, don't you? You don't win by trying. The Buckeyes, unfortunately, didn't win by trying. They came up a little bit short. Amen? Guess what? We in our Christian walk, we don't win by trying. We don't win by trying. We got a little bit more to do than just try, don't we? Trying's a start. Amen? What's the end thing you want to do? If you're trying to win, what do you want to do in the end? You want to finish, don't you? Just like we talked last week about the sports analogies of time running out with game clocks and things like that. Our world and our lives have those same time periods on them. We are all running some type of race in our lives. And again, we don't know when God's going to take it, do we? We don't know when our last breath might be. So not only do we have to live like we talked about last week, being our time being up kind of mindset, we also got to run. We got to run our lives by understanding the fact that we got to do more than just try. We got to complete that race that God has us doing. And guess what? Each one of our races is different. My race is not the same as Matt's. Matt's race is not the same as Annie's. Annie's race is not the same as Renee's. Renee's is not the same as Betty's. Betty's not the same as unsearchable as that. No, just kidding. It's not the same as Sherry's. Guess what? Those who are watching online, Sherry's race is not the same as yours. And your race is not the same as mine. Guess what? The end goal of our race is the same, isn't it? But how we each get there is different depending on each one of us. God has specific steps for each one of us to take to reach the goal that He wants for us in the end. And I'll tell y'all, I might tell you this later, but up front, guess what that goal is? It's to complete our race here and end up in eternity in heaven with our Lord and Savior that died on that cross for us. Amen? We would all like to win. When we live our lives, we would all like to win, wouldn't we? No matter what we're doing. No matter whether it's even just a game of, what's up? People still play rummy? People still play cards? Poker? Some type of poker? Your goal is to win, isn't it? No matter what type of sport we play, our goal is to win. If me and Matt were to go out there and jump in our vehicle on the way home and try to beat each other out of the holler, guess what? Both of our goals is the same. It would be to win. Whoever got out of the holler.
first in that car. We're all programmed with a competitive heart, a competitive spirit, and even a competitive soul
in our own personal lives. Before we ever meet Jesus, before we ever get any idea what a type of Christian winning is, we live by us first mentality, don't we? We want to win.
I don't know about you, but when I was in school, if we were doing something in school, I want to be first. I don't want to be last. You know what happened when people were last? Same thing happened to people last nowadays, unfortunately. They get made fun of, don't they? They get mocked.
Especially if you were trying to read or write.
Yeah, I can't write sometimes. Or one is spelling. Yeah. I always try to do my best on that, but yeah, that's probably one I got made fun of.
But we're all inbred in us to be competitive in some form or another from the time we're born until the time we die. Amen? We're all, even like Little Easton and Weston, they're still competing against each other. They're still trying to win stuff first, even before they even truly get to know what a loving relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus is. Your first scripture today comes from this. It's 1 Corinthians 9:24, NLT translation. 1 Corinthians 9:24, NLT. Somebody say amen when you get there. Give me a thumbs up online if you're watching. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, NLT version says this. Don't you realize that in a race, what? Who?
Everybody
runs. In a race, everyone runs. But guess what? Only one person is going to get that prize. Amen? Only one person is going to get that prize. So the last part of that says what? So run to win. Not run to finish second. Not run to get a participation trophy, like they try to give out a lot nowadays. Amen? But to run with the mindset of winning. Even when you try to get, when you're in school and you're getting your grades, you're competing not only against yourself, but all of your other classmates. Everybody runs that race to say if it's a math grade. Everybody tries to get the highest. When you graduate, you got, I don't know, we'll just use 300 students in your class as a nice round number. Look, I use a normal round number. That's a first in my life. But you got 300 kids in your class. You want to be at the top of that class ranking. You don't want to be at the bottom, do you?
Because when you go out and tell somebody, oh, I finished 299th in my class. How many was in it?
300.
It sounds a lot better if you say I finished first or second in my class, don't.
So we don't want to just try. We don't want to just try. No matter what we're doing, again, everybody's got a race to run. But we want to do it with the idea of winning the prize. Paul, again, didn't say this, did he? He didn't say run to finish. Amen. We could run. I'll tell you right now, if I went out and started a marathon race right now, I would definitely be running to finish. And I promise you, I would be finishing last right now. Because I am not in shape to run a marathon. But the idea, even if I was to do that, my mind process is not going to say, oh, I'm just going out here just to run. I'm just going to go out here to participate in it. Just to finish in it. Amen. When we try to do something, our mindset says, I'm going out there to win. Even though I ain't got a chance in the world, that is my goal. Same thing with Paul. He didn't say to run our race just to finish, did he? He didn't say to run our race for participation, but he told us what? Run it to win it. Run it to win it. Y'all may remember a movie called Days of Thunder. Y'all remember that movie? Had Tom Cruise in it? And there was another actor, and I can't remember the actor's name, but his screen name at that time was Ricky Bobby. Y'all remember Ricky Bobby in that movie? What'd he say? What was one of the things he said? Again, back to our principle. Don't run to finish, but run to win. Ricky Bobby, the great theologian, said this. If you ain't first, you're last. If you ain't first, you're last. That's the way we should be living our lives for God each and every day. If we ain't first, we're last. We've lost out on something, haven't we? We haven't placed in the top spot. We're just settling for seconds. We ain't adding gravy to our mashed potatoes. We're just eating plain, ain't we? We got to run to win. Why is that? Why y'all think that is? We got so many areas of our lives. Amen? So many areas of our lives. Like our health, our relationships, our Christ-like walk, that we're struggling right now, aren't we? We're not winning them very well. We're not focused. We're not training ourselves the way we should be training ourselves. We're not running to win. We're just running to be alongside somebody. We're running to hang out, basically. Amen? We got a problem doing it that way, don't we? We're not winning spiritually. We're not winning financially. We're not winning relationally. We're not overcoming temptation. We're not allowing our mindset of worry and angst to be put down by the race that we run to win. We're supposed to run to win each one of our race. So I got a question for you. Why ain't you winning? Why are you not winning today? If each one of us was supposed to win our race, why are you struggling? Why are you having problems? Hey, guess what? We're all human. Amen? We all still have a human carnal side to us. That no matter how much we try, no matter how much effort we put in to win, we're still going to struggle, aren't we? We're still going to struggle. But guess what? Christ is okay with that. Amen? Christ is okay with us struggling as long as we're competing to finish the race that He has started for us. One reason that we're struggling is this. That we've been trying for too long. We've been trying for too long. We haven't completed it. Amen? We haven't finished what we started. We're just trying. Amen? We got to try to start praying, but we haven't started, have we? We got to try to be more patient with our kids, but we haven't started, have we? We got to try to stop procrastinating. How many of y'all got a problem with that? But we haven't started, have we? We got to try to eat better. We all got problems with that, don't we? But guess what? We can't finish that race of eating better if we don't start. Amen? If we don't finish what we started trying. We all want to try to go to bed at a decent time. So some of us don't get up late and show up late for service. We struggle with that though, don't we? We struggle. Because we're not trying to finish. We're not doing something that will change our trying into finishing. Just like the exercising. We all want to start doing it, don't we? We all have that mindset going, man. You got dad body on there. Well, if it's your guy, if you're a girl, you're not supposed to have dad body. I'm just going to throw that out there. But we all want to start getting our bodies in better shape, don't we? Man or woman. But guess what? We can't do it just by saying. We can't do it just by talking. Amen? We got to do something. We got to start exercising. We got to actually go to the gym or walk before we'll start seeing results and working toward completion of those races. The other thing it might be that we're trying to get better with our money. How many of y'all are doing that? How many of y'all still struggle with that? Hey, guess what? If you're still struggling with it, it don't matter how much money we got. We're still going to struggle with that problem. We're still going to have to get better. But guess what? We can't get no better with our money if we still do the same things that we've been spending on before. We got to start trying something different to work towards a finish. Amen. What about you? You think trying too long is a powerful perspective? That's straight from God. That's straight from God. We got to stop trying too long and start finishing what we got to do. We got to stop trying and thinking about how we do about reading God's Word. We got to be all over the Scriptures. Amen? Not just one part of them, but every part of them. Because I promise you, until we finish our race and go home to heaven, each time we read the Scripture, even if we've read that same Scripture hundreds of times, we're going to get something different out of it from God. Amen? Because it's something we're going through fresh that day rather than what we've read in the past. Amen? But guess what? Before we can actually have that change of mindset, we got to allow God to take over. Amen? Before we can have real and lasting change, it isn't a behavior modification. Remember we talked about it a few weeks ago. It's a spiritual transformation. For me to change and to have true habit-changing modification, it's my spiritual change. It's not a physical or behavior modification for it to truly last. Again, we gotta have our identity of why we want to do what we do. And we want to do what we do because of what we think of ourselves. So before we talked about our spiritual who, our spiritual why, our spiritual what, we even talked about those holy habits, didn't we? Based on what we wanted or who we wanted to become. What one habit did you need to start? Based on who or what you want to become, what one habit do we need to break? And in this mindset, again, why aren't you winning? Why are we not breaking those bad habits? Amen. Probably because we haven't started trying to stop them. We got to stop trying. Amen. Stop trying to get in a trying mindset and get in a training mindset in order for us to be able to stop and change those bad habits that we have. Talking about in the Scripture. When Paul wrote Corinthians, it was a competitive metaphor, wasn't it? The race to win. Run to win. Corinth was a city in Greece. And I don't know about you, but this is actually where our Olympics started. They started in ancient Greece. They were hosted every 4 years. Greece hosted the Olympic Games. And every 2 years, they had a kind of an in-between thing. It was a local competition called the Isthmian Games. They had chariot races. They boxed. They wrestled. They had poetry. A little bit of everything. And the Corinthians were leading in. They were leaning in when Paul was talking to them, wasn't they? When he said this in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, NLT version again, it says, "Do you not realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets a prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training." Meaning that somebody we're going up against in a race does the same training or is at least as hard as we are should be disciplined about training for it. They're all disciplined in their training. They do it to win the prize. Same reason we should be doing it. Amen? But guess what? All athletes do it to win a prize that's going to fade away. Amen? But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm disciplining my body like an athlete training to do what it should. I discipline my body like an athlete training to do what it should. So for the athletes, they discipline and train. For the Olympic Games, especially right before them, they have about 10 months of intense training. A big, thick regime. Amen. We actually got some strong people coming because of men and women that'll be here in Charleston later this year. That they are titled the world's strongest people. But I promise you, I couldn't be one of them because I haven't disciplined my body or my lack of muscles now to go out there and pick up the giant stones of weight that they do. But guess what? Even the ones that compete, not necessarily the ones that win, but them too, but even the ones that compete in that or compete in the Olympic Games, they couldn't do it just on their own. They have to train. They have to train their bodies in order to compete in the Olympics or in the strongman competition. They have to have an intense training regime. They have a strict diet. Most of them know why. This is one that would kill me. No junk food. How many of y'all like junk food? We love some junk food around here, don't we? And a lot of the runners at that time, back then, they did a lot of crazy stuff here on earth. But during that time of intense training, they would keep all impurities away from their bodies. They would keep all ladies, I guess you could say, away from their body. They would keep their body pure in order to perform at the max capacity that their body has to perform. They didn't have any restrictions on motivation. The more the better. Amen. They would wrestle even in the middle of the heat of the day. They would wrestle in the snow, in the cold, in order to train. They would wrestle everything too. Everything. Like bulls, horses, even lions, to be able to get in better shape to compete. Again, Scripture never tells us to try. The Scripture never tells us to try. But we are to try to be godly people. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:7-8 says this in NLT. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Physical run training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. I have a quote here from Dallas Willard. He said, "We're not trying to be different people, but we are training to be different people." We're not trying to be different people, but we are training to be different people on a different level from each other. Amen? There's a difference again between trying and training. Training itself is an attempt to change with minimal commitment. Or trying, I'm sorry. Let me restate that. Trying, not training. Trying is an attempt to change with minimal commitment. We only have to try a little bit, don't we, to try to get that change on. It's often half-hearted, isn't it? It's like, oh well. If I do it, I get it. If not, I ain't going to worry about it. But guess what? Trying itself only gives us permission to fail. If we're just trying, if we're not trying to complete it, it only gives us a permission to fail. It gives us a way out. So when we try to read the Bible, we're like,
oh, no,
I ain't got time right now. We're trying to be nice. Trying only gives us a way out. We weren't very nice, were we? To the people we were trying to be nice to. When we're trying to control our eating habits, when we're just trying not to eat the whole thing, the whole cake, aren't we? Again, trying is an attempt to change something about ourselves with minimal commitment. Training itself is a wholehearted, whole body, whole mind commitment to achieve a specific result. And we have to know the difference. We have to truly know the difference. So when you're trying, you'll stop and start training. Amen? When we're training, we get the gear, don't we? When we're training to run that race, what do? What's the first thing we probably go get? Running shoes. Because I don't know about you, but you cannot run a marathon in dress loafers or sandals. Amen? So you got to have the proper gear. You got to have your running shoes. You got to have socks. Because I don't know about you, but if you're running that far and training that hard, your ankles, toes, everything will get blisters like crazy if you ain't got the proper socks on your shoes, on your feet. You got to get shorts. You got to get a watch. You got to get a shirt. Definitely a watch. Because without a time part of it, you're not going to be training very well, are you? You got to get a hat. A hat? You got to get a hat. You got to get a water bottle. Amen. Because I don't know about you, but I don't care how good a shape you're in. Whatever you're training for, you're going to get thirsty. You're going to need something to drink. Some of you might tell you to get a fanny pack. That way you can wear it around your waist, and no matter where you are, you always got something, whatever you need for that training with you. Amen. Some of them might even tell you part of that training might be get an organizer. And get organized. Get a planner. Get markers. Get pens, pencils, stickers, binders, inserts. So you can track down and plan out a form of training. So that you're not just floating around from Sunday to Saturday in a sense of unpreparedness, I guess you could say. And the second thing is we do when we're training is we create a game plan. Guess what? In our movie, in the Rocky movie, y'all remember Rocky? In Apollo Creed? Guess what? In that movie, Rocky didn't just show up to fight, did he? He didn't just show up to fight Apollo. Because I guarantee you, if he would have just showed up, he would have got crushed. Amen? Because if we try to go into a fight without even knowing a little bit of training, especially in boxing, we're going to get destroyed. I'd get pounded in the ground. How about you? But again, he didn't just show up, did he? He had a training session. Y'all remember what he did? Y'all remember the song that got him through the training session? Remember Eye of the Tiger? That was one of his things. He game planned it. He trained with it. Amen. Hey, if we got to look up a book on YouTube or get a YouTube, an app, a gym membership, some way that we can train to be prepared when we go into a fight or into any type of game, that's the best way we're going to have a chance of coming out on top and not being crushed. Even if we have to get a mentor or a trainee. Amen. Even if we have to get our Jesus gear. How many of y'all know we got Jesus gear? What's your Jesus gear? One is the Bible. Amen. But you can get other stuff. If you're going to be studying the Bible, guess what? You can get markers. You can get pens. You can get highlighters. You can even get audio versions of the Bible, which some of us like a lot better than trying to read ourselves. But guess what? We can't get trained in it, in the Word, if we're not spending time in the Word. Amen? If we don't have a plan. Because just spending time, if you just open your Bible, it's good to be in your Bible every day. But if you just open your Bible without any type of plan, you're not going to get much out of it.
Amen.
You need to be in it day in, day out. Just like we're training for the fight that Rocky did against Apollo Creed. And we got a plan. We got a plan. And guess what? When we plan, we'll be more apt to complete or finish what we've been trying to get. Because we're not trying. We're training. We're not trying. We're training. If we want to get close to God, but we're not trying, we're not going to get there, are we? But if we're training for godliness, it's where we need to be. And again, you can go back to the Bible, to phone apps of different softwares that you can use that'll get you more study in the Bible every day. The one thing Renee likes to use is a big old journal. I don't know about y'all. Some of us don't like to write that much, or some of us can't write that much because they can't read their own writing. But hey, they also have audio journals that you can talk it yourself and it'll translate it for you. But in order for us to train, we have to have the equipment. Sorry. In order for us to plan, we have to have the equipment and the right mindset. And again, that mindset is not trying. That mindset should be training. Amen? Because when we're trying, when each one of us is trying, we're going to give up if it's too hard, ain't we? We're going to quit because it's that easy to stop doing something if we're just trying. If we don't truly have a motivational mindset, a training mindset in it, if we don't feel like it, we'll just quit, won't we? But training itself, we don't act according to our feelings, do we? We act according to the commitment that we have. When you're an athlete, a competitor, even a disciple of Jesus, fighting something matters. You have to have a vision. You have to have goals. You have to have a dream. You have to have an assignment. Amen? But again, trying itself, apart from training, is really, truly unthinkable. Because you're not going to get anywhere. 1 Corinthians 9, 26-27 says this. So I run with a purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what I should. We got to have that gear. We got to have that plan. And then we will be able to discipline our bodies and our minds like an athlete. And we'll have the identity that we've been looking for through our Lord and Savior. When I'm trying, I'm hoping to become something I'm not. Y'all hear that? When we're trying, we're hoping to become something that we're not. But when we're training, we're getting better at what we already are. When I train, I'm getting better at what I already am. When we're not trying, we're training. Amen. When we don't try, we can turn a better marriage into a great marriage in training. When we're not trying, we can turn being a better parent and into a godly parent by training. And when we're not trying and trying to be more popular, we can be training to please God and not Satan in the world. Training to please God with our life of righteousness. So when we're not trying, we're training to become who God says we are. Amen. Not who the world says we are. Not who our friends say we are. Not who Satan says we are. Amen. Not even who we say we are. But who God says we are. Because it's based on who you want to become. How are you going to get there? We got to train. Based on who we want to become, we have to train to get to that point, to complete that race. And that's not trying, is it? That's training. We're not winning when I submit a world champion. We're not winning when we submit a world champion in boxing, in wrestling, whatever. We're winning when we show up and train. Because we can't submit them until we learn and train how to do it in the first place. Amen. As I come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the blessing in your message today, Lord. Lord, I ask you to put it on each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, that we're truly here. If we're truly living for you, Lord. That we're not here, Lord, trying, Lord, but truly every day that we're here, 24/7, Lord, that we should be training in each and everything that you want us to do, Lord. Lord, not what we want, but what you have planned out for us. What's godly in your sight, Lord. Lord, not in ours, Lord. Lord, may you always give us a humble heart, Lord. Lord, may you put somebody in front of us, Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, your love today, Jesus. And Lord, may you always get all glory, honor, and praise. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.